Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today, we're diving into the classic work that laid the foundation for modern investment theory, The Theory of Investment Value by John Burr Williams. Published in 1938, this book continues to shape how we perceive the world of finance and investment. The book begins by addressing the fundamental question, what is the true value of an investment? Williams argues that an investment's true worth is determined by its intrinsic value, which is the present value of all expected future cash flows generated by the investment. He contends that this intrinsic value should be the guiding principle for investors when making investment decisions. To illustrate this concept, Williams introduces the idea of discounting future cash flows to their present value. He emphasizes the importance of choosing an appropriate discount rate to account for the time value of money and risk associated with the investment. This approach is a precursor to the discounted cash flow, DCF, analysis widely used in finance today. A central component of Williams' theory is the dividend discount model, DDM, which values a stock based on the present value of its expected future dividends. He discusses how this model can be applied to determine the intrinsic value of a common stock. Throughout the book, Williams stresses the distinction between market price and intrinsic value. He acknowledges that market prices can be influenced by various factors, including market psychology and short-term fluctuations, which may lead to deviations from intrinsic value. However, he argues that over the long term, market prices tend to converge with intrinsic values. Williams also introduces the concept of a margin of safety. He advises investors to only purchase a security when its market price is significantly below its estimated intrinsic value. This margin of safety provides a buffer against potential losses and is a key principle for conservative investing. The book concludes with Williams advocating for a rational and analytical approach to investment, based on a deep understanding of financial principles and a focus on long-term fundamentals. He encourages investors to avoid speculative behaviors and instead embrace a patient and disciplined investment strategy. Now, let's break down the book by summarizing each chapter. Chapter 1, Introduction. In Chapter 1, Williams introduces the fundamental question of the book, what is the true investment value of an asset? He posits that understanding this concept is crucial for investors and that the true value of an investment is based on its intrinsic value, which is determined by the present value of all expected future cash flows. Williams lays the groundwork for the book's exploration of this concept. Chapter 2, The Concept of Investment Value. Chapter 2 delves deeper into the concept of investment value. Williams emphasizes that an investment's value is not solely based on its current market price but is instead derived from the cash flows it is expected to generate over time. He introduces the concept of discounting these future cash flows to their present value, highlighting the importance of selecting an appropriate discount rate. Chapter 3, The Valuation of Fixed Income Obligations. In this chapter, Williams focuses on the valuation of fixed income securities, such as bonds. He introduces the concept of the yield rate, which is the discount rate used to calculate the present value of future cash flows from bonds, including interest payments and principal repayment. Williams explains how changes in interest rates affect bond prices inversely, emphasizing the principle that as interest rates rise, bond prices fall, and vice versa. Chapter 4, The Function of Dividends. Chapter 4 introduces the concept of dividends and their role in determining the value of common stocks. Williams argues that common stocks derive their value primarily from the dividends they pay to shareholders. He introduces the dividend discount model, DDM, which values a stock based on the present value of its expected future dividends. Williams explains that this model provides a rational way to assess the intrinsic value of common stocks. Chapter 5, The Influence of the Stock Market. In Chapter 5, Williams discusses the role of the stock market in determining the prices of common stocks. He acknowledges that market prices often fluctuate due to factors like investor sentiment and speculation, and these fluctuations can cause deviations from intrinsic values in the short term. However, he argues that over the long term, market prices tend to converge with intrinsic values as rational investors recognize underlying fundamentals. Chapter 6, The Course of Earnings. Chapter 6 delves into the importance of a company's earnings in determining the intrinsic value of its common stock. Williams argues that earnings, when viewed as a stream of future cash flows, are a significant factor in assessing stock value. He also discusses how changes in earnings can impact stock prices. Chapter 7. The influence of dividends. In this chapter, Williams explores the relationship between dividends and stock prices. He emphasizes that dividends are a crucial component of intrinsic value for common stocks. The decision by a company to pay dividends or reinvest earnings affects stock valuation, and Williams provides insights into how this decision should be evaluated by investors. Chapter 8, The Stability of Dividends. Chapter 8 addresses the stability of dividend payments. Williams argues that investors often prefer stocks of companies with a history of stable dividend payments because they provide a predictable income stream. He discusses factors influencing dividend stability and how this stability impacts stock valuations. Chapter 9, The Influence of the Rate of Interest. Williams delves into the relationship between interest rates and stock prices in Chapter 9. He explains that changes in interest rates can significantly affect the present value of future cash flows used to value stocks. When interest rates rise, stock prices tend to fall, and when interest rates decline, stock prices typically rise. Chapter 10, A Bird's Eye View of the Problem. Chapter 10 provides a comprehensive overview of the key concepts discussed in the book, summarizing the principles of intrinsic value, dividend discounting, and the factors that influence stock prices. Williams reiterates the importance of a margin of safety when making investment decisions. Chapter 11, Conclusion. In the final chapter, Williams offers some concluding remarks. He emphasizes the value of rational, analytical, and long-term thinking in investment decisions. Williams underscores the significance of understanding the fundamental principles outlined in the book for successful investing. In these chapters, Williams further develops his investment philosophy, explaining how various factors such as market dynamics, earnings, dividends, and interest rates influence the intrinsic value and market price of common stocks. He underscores the importance of patient, fundamental-based investing and the need for investors to focus on the long-term prospects of their investments. Overall, these chapters provide a comprehensive framework for evaluating investments based on intrinsic value. Now, let's talk about some practical applications suggested by the author. The Theory of Investment Value by John Burr Williams provides practical applications and actionable steps for investors to determine the intrinsic value of a stock. Williams suggests that the intrinsic value of a stock is equal to the present value of all future dividends that the investor will receive. To calculate the intrinsic value, Williams recommends using a discounted cash flow, DCF, model, which involves estimating the future cash flows of the company and discounting them to their present value using a required rate of return. This allows investors to determine whether a stock is undervalued or overvalued based on its current market price. Williams also emphasizes the importance of analyzing a company's financial statements and understanding its competitive position in the industry. By conducting a thorough analysis, investors can identify potential risks and opportunities and make informed investment decisions. Overall, the practical applications and actionable steps suggested by Williams in the Theory of Investment Value provide a valuable framework for investors to evaluate stocks and make informed investment decisions. Before we wrap up, let's leave you with some powerful quotes from the book. The value of any investment is the present worth of its future cash flows. The stock market is not a way to get rich quickly. It is a way to get rich slowly. Investing is not a game where the guy with the 160 IQ beats the guy with the 130 IQ. Rationality is essential. The market is a pendulum that forever swings between unsustainable optimism and unjustified pessimism. The intelligent investor is a realist who sells to optimists and buys from pessimists. The investor's chief problem, and even his worst enemy, is likely to be himself. The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. The investor who permits himself to be stampeded or unduly worried by unjustified market declines in his holdings is perversely transforming his basic advantage into a basic disadvantage. The time to buy stocks is when the blood is running in the streets. The intelligent investor should recognize that market panics can create great prices for good companies and good prices for great companies. The stock market is a device for transferring money from the impatient to the patient. That concludes our exploration of The Theory of Investment Value by John Burr Williams. We hope you've gained valuable insights into the world of finance and investment. Remember, in the ever-evolving landscape of investing, the principles laid out by Williams still hold true: the importance of understanding intrinsic value, rationality, and a long-term perspective. Happy investing!